Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica, and I am lucky to be here with
Sue Bird.
And we are going to turn the page at Syosset Library Podcast. We are extremely honored to have Sue Bird here today. You were born and raised in Syosset, am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, where would you like to talk a little bit about? I mean, everyone knows, but would you like to talk a little bit about where you are now and what you are doing?
I currently play for the Seattle Storm, so I live in Seattle for most of the year, definitely all of the summer, and then once my season's over, this past year, I took a job with the Denver Nuggets as a basketball operations associate, so I spent some time in Denver as well, but my mom still lives on Long Island.
Is she still working? Because your mom worked at the high school for a while.
Yeah, no, she retired a couple of years ago.
Good for her.
No longer the school nurse, but my mom still lives on Long Island. My sister lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, so it's right outside of New York, so in my off season, which is now, I kind of bounce back and forth between Seattle, Denver, and then the East Coast.
Very nice. So you were born in Syosset. Do you recall what elementary school you went to?
Oh, for sure. I mean, come on now. Never going to forget. Yeah. Born and raised in Syosset, lived there my whole life, basically up until college. And, I went to Berry Hill Elementary School. I grew up in the Flower Streets, which is right next to Berry Hill. So I was a walker. No bus for me.
I was a walker as well, but I walked to Robbins Lane.
Okay.
So walker power right here.
Yeah. I went to Berry Hill. From there, we were Southwoods kids. So went to Southwoods after that and then the high school.
Very nice. The reason I ask is, depending on who I'm talking to, you know, there were two other elementary schools that were in the Syosset district, but they were long out of memory for us, I suppose, when we were in Syosset. I graduated in 97 myself, and I know you did 2 years. Was it 2 years or was it your senior year that you moved out of the high school?
I did 2 years. So after my sophomore year at Syosset, I transferred to Christ the King, which was in Queens, and I did my junior, my senior year there. So technically I graduated from there, but I still claim Syosset.
Thank you very much. We claim you as well. So Sue, when you started in Syosset, when did you start playing basketball?
I started playing basketball when I was really little. I have an older sister. She also went through all the Syosset schools. Her name's Jen. She's 5 years older. So I just kind of followed her. So as early as I can remember, I mean, the first teams I ever played on were Syosset teams. So the CYO league, you'd go up to Village Elementary and that's where all the intramural games were. So even before I was on teams, actually my sister was in that league. And I was just a little kid that would try to, you know, shoot as many baskets as I could at halftime, or every time there was a timeout, I was running on the floor. And then when I finally hit the right age where I could join a team, I did that. So I did intramurals at Village for a while. And then from there, I did a travel team with St. Edwards.
So I had read that when you were 11, you were playing halftime at St. John's and you got a security guard to ask for your autograph.
something like that. Yeah. My intramural, my travel team coach, Mr. McCarthy, he had some sort of hookup. So we were able to play at halftime. Ironically, St. John's was playing Connecticut. Wouldn't see the significance in that until years later, obviously, but looking back, it's kind of funny. But yeah, we were the little kids playing at halftime. And I don't know, I guess I did all right because I had a security guard come up to me afterwards and tell my mom and my dad, like, hey, I want your daughter's autograph because this is going to be worth something someday. That's literally what he said. So that's kind of funny.
And I mean, looking at where you've been, you know, you have Olympic medals under your belt. You were voted the WNBA's top 15 players of all time. So we have good reason to claim you as a Syosset resident, even though you switched out the last 2 years. So would you like to talk a little bit about growing up in Syosset, maybe some of the things that you remember, teachers, hangouts, anything?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, God, there's so much. I mean, I literally, my entire life was spent in Syosset. And even to this day, my mom, like I said, my mom still lives on Long Island. She downsized, so she moved out of our house. But we still go back to the diner, On Parade Diner.
Everybody mentions On Parade. It's so funny you say that. That's everyone's favorite.
It was the spot. It was the spot. I mean, if we want to go there first, we can. That was like the late night. I mean, what was late night for high school? I don't even remember. But that was the late night spot. It was, we did the mall every now and then. But it was more so like, all right, let's meet at the diner. All right, I'll meet you at the diner. All right, where are you guys going after this party? Oh, let's just go to the diner. So the diner was the spot. Like I said, I still go back to Syosset to Bagel Master. That's anytime I'm in town, I definitely go there. I've traveled the world, and I don't say this lightly, best bagels I've ever had. I am a little biased, but I've not had a bagel that has rivaled Bagel Master.
I don't know if Bagel Master's on social media, but if it is, when this airs, we're going to have to let them know. Oh, it is.
It is. Yeah, it's on Instagram.
Bagel Man, sure. We're coming. Bagel Master, we're coming for you. All right, yeah. Continue.
So that's, you know, that's kind of the food spots. There's more, I'm sure. It's Greek to me. It was one of my favorites. Growing up, we, like I said, we did the mall every now and then, but you could find us, you know, at the ice skating rink. You know, that was a big thing. Which session are you going to? Are you going to the 12 to 2, you know, the 4 to 6 or the 7:30 to 9:30? That was a big decision in our days. Obviously grew up playing sports. The best part, I think, when I think back to my childhood in Syosset, there was always, you always had teams to be on and sports to play. You know, the only, I guess, negative. At one point there was really no girls team. So I actually had to play on a boys soccer team, probably around like fifth, sixth grade, that area. But I know that's changed since. But yeah, there was always basketball teams to be on with CYO, with PAL. There was always boys teams to be on. I'm sorry, soccer teams to be on. you know, I took tennis lessons at Syosset Tennis Academy when that was still the name. You name it, softball I tried.
So you were just like all the sports.
I tried everything, all the sports. I mean, I had all my birthday parties at what used to be called Shet Messing. Then it changed to Sports Authority. I don't even know if it exists anymore. That was like the big, the popular place. I mean, I'm dating myself, but there was like an arcade called Our Place. That was a hot spot for birthdays. You would just go and play all the video games.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, I mean, everything that there was to do in Syosset, I was all up in there.
Awesome. Very nice. So so from Syosset High School, you went to UConn.
Yeah.
Which I guess is why you were talking about the significance you wouldn't realize, you wouldn't recognize before.
Yeah.
You were undefeated in your senior year.
That's pretty great.
How was the transition, I guess, from Long Island to Connecticut? Did it feel different at all? Was it
No, it was pretty easy in terms of you know, obviously you go to college, there's always an adjustment, but you know, it was pretty easy. I was lucky in that the way it all turned out, I was only, you know, UConn from Syosset's probably like, you can make it in 2.5. I should probably say it's 3 hours. So it wasn't too far. You know, my family and even my friends could come up and watch games or visit. If I ever got, you know, enough time off, I could go home, you know, do my laundry or whatever the case. So yeah. it was actually like just far enough where you weren't going to make that trip all the time, but close enough where you could if you really wanted to. So it was cool. Yeah, going to UConn was great.
So where is the most interesting place your career has taken you, regionally, or maybe just a story that, you know, you found yourself in a situation that you were not expecting to be?
Yeah. Well, for a lot of women's basketball players, you know, we play in the WNBA, which is in the summer, and it gives us our winters and our springs to play in Europe. So to me, this is like very normal. We all do it. We all go overseas. It's totally normal. But I guess this sentence is not something that your average everyday American gets to say, which is, I lived in Russia for 10 years. So
no,
that's
not.
Yeah. So it's definitely, I guess, the most exotic or strangest place. But, you know, it became home in a lot of ways. So for me, like I said, it's not that weird, but I definitely have some stories. I definitely have some experiences. All in all, I think it was great to live in another culture and experience it. It definitely, you know, I feel way more well-rounded in that way because of that experience.
That is a really wonderful experience to be able to have. So with all the sports that you played, basketball, I guess, was the one, was that the one closest to your heart, would you say?
You know, it just kind of happened that way. I was actually really into soccer. They were both kind of my sports, and I don't know, the way it played out, I guess, without even knowing, it wasn't like some conscious decision where I sat down one day and I was like, all right, this is it. I'm choosing basketball. My career just kind of got to a point where I was in high school, but it got to a point.
It starts there though. You know, I mean, when you're going to go as far as, you know, you're going to go, it started there.
Yeah. It just, you know, there was choices that got put in front of me, mm-hmm. and it seemed like every time I was choosing basketball, and that's just kind of how it went. And then at one point when I did transfer to Christ the King, they didn't have a soccer team for girls. So at that point I knew what I was doing, and that was choosing basketball.
Right. Right. And I guess, they weren't going to, was it Syosset that you played on the boys team then?
So Syosset, the boys team that I played on, that was like fourth, fifth grade. I played 3 years. And that was just because at the time they didn't have a girls travel team for me to be on.
Right.
Or maybe the girls team had just started and it wasn't necessarily that competitive.
Right.
Yeah, but pretty quickly, I would say around seventh or eighth grade, I joined a girls team. Actually, in Huntington, HBC has like a huge soccer club, so I joined a soccer club there.
That's really great, just that the opportunities were there.
Absolutely.
So how many Olympic games did you compete in?
I've been to 4 Olympic games.
And how many medals have you gotten?
I have 4 gold medals.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Do you have a favorite Olympic game that you played in?
All of them is correct. It's tough to pick one experience. You know, I could literally go. So my 4 Olympics were Athens, which was amazing because that's where the Olympic Games started. Then from there, it was Beijing. And that was amazing because they just did such a tremendous job with the venues, and It was awesome. Yeah, it was really well done Olympics. After that was London, and it's London. So that was pretty incredible as well. And then this last one was Rio. So each Olympics has like its own kind of story and vibe to it. So it's hard to compare.
It's interesting because I found out, I think I'm trying to remember when, just how much they like to differentiate each Olympics from one another. And there's, you know, obviously there's the mascots, and there's,
yeah,
it's really very cool. You know, just so, I mean, it's the event and it's the sports and the competitions you like to see, but they work very hard to brand it to be its own thing, its own special.
I think each country kind of, of course, takes pride in that, and they want to put their own flavor on it. You know, I remember the closing ceremonies for the London Olympics. They did a huge concert, right? And it was very London. It was like Russell Brand made an appearance. I think the Spice Girls performed, and you had David Beckham out there. And usually at every closing ceremonies, they kind of like introduce what's going to be the next city. So they kind of introduced Rio. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like all this traditional kind of Brazilian dance happening, and you know, people wearing their outfits. So it was like a totally different contrasting style, but you knew like, all right, this is what this Olympics is going to be about.
That's really nice. It's almost like, like the procession of the carnival or the fair. You're coming down from something else, but you're revving up for the new thing, and you want to get everybody excited about it. So I love it. I think it's just
great. They do a great job. They do a great job.
So for any perspective professional athletes listening, do you have any advice you would like to give? I know this is that's such like the cardboard standard question, like, but I had to throw it in there.
No. You know what I would say? I would say for kids growing up, you know, two things. One, it's like if you really want to be a successful athlete, you know, first and foremost, you got to be yourself. You really do. It's so cliche, but you know, you don't want to try to be like any other player. You're unique. You bring a unique skill set, and you have to focus on that. Not focus on the things you can't do, but focus on what you can. And again, control what you can control, and really work on your game in that way. With that being said, you know, I could talk about putting in the hours of work and all that stuff. With that being said, you're also a kid. And, you know, the one thing I'm really thankful for growing up in Syosset, having access to was, like I said, I played a lot of sports. And if it works out for you and whatever sport you choose ends up being your job, let it be a job when you're older. Don't make it a job now. Don't be so serious. Like, make sure you still have fun, play other sports. I get it. If you like soccer and you want to focus on that, go all in, but make sure you're still having fun with it and enjoy whatever opportunities you have out there. Because I can actually say that playing soccer, you know, trying softball, running track, all of those things helped me be a better basketball player. So, you know, you want to have fun with it. Don't get too serious. You're a kid. Enjoy it. With that being said, like, always work hard and just be yourself, be who you are.
I think that's really good advice. And I do think a lot of times, you know, because you do start talking about careers with children at a younger age. And, you know, I mean, I was children's librarian for 16 years. And I mean, it's great to see children who are very focused on what they want to be. But I think you bring up a very good point. It is really important for you to be a kid and enjoy what you're doing as a kid.
Absolutely. For me, that was, I mean, it played such a huge role in where I am now, you know, just, everything from, you know, you could talk about specifics like, hey, track will help with your endurance and soccer helped with my footwork. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it doesn't even have to do with sport. I think it's more about, you know, you're exposing yourself to different teammates and different styles and different roles on teams. And it's just, you know, you don't even realize it's happening, but you're building all of these character traits and you're developing all of these skills that aren't just going to help you on the court, on the field. They're also going to help you in life. And I just think from what I hear with how kids go about it today, all of that's getting lost because they're putting too much focus on one sport and one thing.
I mean, really, it's so great to hear you say that, because I do agree. And I think, you know, I think trying different things is just so important, just in general. You know, some of the people who have come out of Syosset, you know, are actors or writers. And yeah. I mean, I grew up here, and I have to say we're very lucky to be in a district that does offer so much.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also important, you know, while you have this opportunity to realize, you know, you are still a kid and you've got this, you can try things. But if it's not what works out later in life, that's okay, too. Being authentic and being true to yourself really does make a difference.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Outside of sports, were there any activities that some friends were interested in, or anything that was going on that you found particularly interesting?
You mean growing up or just in general?
Growing up. I mean, I know that, you know, we had what was it? The Adelettes who used to sing a cappella, or was there like...
No, I don't know. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, I really, it's not the sexiest answer, but I was just like a normal kid. Like I said, like if my friends, we wanted to go ice skating, we were going ice skating.
Right,
we wanted to go
right.
bowling. We were going to the diner. We were hanging out. We were going to parties. It was a pretty typical, I guess, boring childhood, which is good in a lot of ways.
I think it's great.
How old are you?
I am 39.
Okay. So wait, did you go to Southwoods?
I did.
Okay. So we're in school at the same time.
Yes, we were.
So do you remember when the Mark Paul Gossett rumor went around that Zach Morris had died?
Of course.
Yeah. That was heartbreaking. So
yeah,
I just feel like these are small little things that really defined being a Syosset.
that's true. But those rumors, they come up every now and then, and you're just like, now with the age of fact checking, you're just like, oh,
yeah.
I should probably check to see if that's true before I tell somebody else. But once again, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming and just sharing your experiences, coming over, talking with us and sharing your experiences with us. It really means a lot to us, and we're so proud of all of the people who have come out of our district and, you know, are doing great things. So really, thank you so much. How's the weather where you are right now?
You're trying to set me up. It's actually beautiful here today.
I was actually hoping for you to say that.
Yeah, no, we're having a great week. It's supposed to be 70 today. The sun's already out, which in Seattle, when you wake up and the sun's out, you know it's going to be a good day.
That sounds
so great. It's gorgeous here.
That sounds amazing. Sue, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you guys for having me. You know, the one thing I definitely appreciate about being from Syosset, you know, obviously, like you just said, we've had a lot of people come through our town and go on to do great things, is hopefully we're representative or representing that.
I think you definitely are.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying, hopefully we can also represent to younger kids who are in our town. Really, it doesn't have to just be Syosset, but it's like, I'm a 5'9", like, yeah, I'm kind of athletic, but I'm not, you know, I'm not grabbing the rim or anything like that. But, you know, I'm from Syosset. I lived a pretty boring childhood, and yet here I am. So I feel like, you know, it can hopefully inspire.
Well, you're definitely inspiring plenty of us here. Thank you so much. This is Jessica. And once again, I'm with
Sue Bird. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we're going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.
Bird!